It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. Bob Flounders and Andy Shea joining you for quarter number two. Let's just call it the Lion update. The Lion King, Tommy Stevens, is staying at Penn State, but so he made a public announcement at spring practice earlier this week, and you were there. It was kind of a bizarre situation how it got started, or how the announcement came about with him appearing at spring practice on a cart and all of that. It was just
I know how James Franklin is with injuries. Like he guards that stuff like it's just gold. So I mean, more often than not, when a player's hurt, or even during the season, you just won't see him at practice. They'll be rehabbing inside on the practice field, or he won't be available. Right. Tommy Stevens was not at a media weightlifting availability maybe a month ago. He was not at open practice when they kicked it off, and that's protocol for James.
Right.
So we only got about 10 minutes of practice to look at, and all of a sudden we're like looking around. We're like, hey, is Tommy going to be here? If he's not here, maybe he's gone.
He's transferred.
Maybe he's gone.
Right.
And all of a sudden I'm looking behind the play on the offensive side, and there's a guy on the scooter. And I'm looking, and he's got his hat on backwards, and I'm like, is that a tight end? Because tight ends always get hurt at Penn State.
Right.
And I'm looking, and I'm like, I'm saying, Joe Hermit, who I work with, I think that's Tommy. I think he's on the scooter. And so Joe comes running over. He's like, yeah, that's him. I'm like, well, that's not really what they normally do.
Right.
10 minutes later, James rushes over to meet with us, and we're like, we're going to ask him about this because he doesn't usually do this, and he's going to have to – we can't ignore the obvious. And he asked got a couple questions generally about Tommy, and then a third question about Tommy. He's like, look, I'm going to say something about Tommy at the end of this. So we know something's coming. I don't know what it is, but usually if it's bad news, he doesn't really address it. He just kind of like –
glosses over and keeps moving.
No longer with the program, wish him well. Like, there wasn't really a big announcement with Manny Bowen or Arv Charles or any of those guys. It's just, hey, good luck, wish him the best. We're going to address it. And then I look 10 seconds later, we're surrounding James, and Tommy is behind all of us, just out of the cart.
On a scooter.
No, he's out of the scooter. He's got his right foot's got, like, he's got something with his right foot, and he's got to talk. So we don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to know that he's going to stay. And James says, yeah, great news. We got great news today. Here's Tommy. So Tommy's like, yeah. So the takeaways from the thing is it was a real possibility. He did look around. He did reach out to some schools just to see. And it is like what everyone thought. It was pro-con. Do I want to go somewhere with a chance to start for 2 years at quarterback and not one, but it's not a given?
Right.
Or do I appreciate what I have here, my comfort in the offense, my comfort with my teammates, my comfort with all of that? What do I want to do? And he said, the more he thought about it, he said it was pretty easy that he was going to stay at Penn State.
Yeah, in the end, it was an easy decision for him. There was a story on Sports Illustrated. He talked about it. You guys wrote about it. There's a lot of detail. It sounds like to me that he did some serious shopping for this, but I also like James Franklin's sort of perspective on it. Like, if you find something that's good for you, then I do want you to go. But don't forget, like the ultimate recruiter, don't forget you got what you have right here in front of you. You know what that is. You know what it looks like. So unless it's an ideal scenario for you, don't forget about us.
Yeah.
And in the end, it's we've been saying for the past couple of weeks that it's like they're recruiting him all over again to a degree, and Penn State wins.
Yeah, James has a background in psychology. He does. He knew exactly that he had the better hand. Like, if it was a card game,
right?
You might have had two pair. James had three of a kind in this game, and he knew that he had the better hand, and he could explain it, and he could explain it to Tommy, and it would make sense. So it had to have been an offer that Tommy couldn't refuse, and no one was willing to make him that offer. And right. You don't know enough about Tommy.
Right.
So, it
couldn't have been a lateral move either.
Yeah.
Because if you transfer somewhere where you might have an opportunity this year, and then, well, we can say you'll be in the catbird seat next year. Well, he already has that.
Yeah, and he did reference the fact that, he went through something similar coming to Penn State. He had an Indiana. He was an Indiana verbal. Right. Didn't have a Penn State offer. The minute he got the Penn State offer, he pounced because he really liked the visit. He really liked Penn State, and so I think you give James and his coaching staff a lot of credit for letting Tommy figure it out on his own rather than. I didn't get the sense there was any pressure applied.
Yeah, I didn't think there was
like
any
that.
Animosity in reading both what both said, everything that both said about it.
So, and Tommy talked about he doesn't seem like a kid who necessarily needs to be in the spotlight. Not right. that, and I don't think Trace is necessarily that way either. But he knew that he was a distraction. He was tired of getting asked about it. So he's like, I want to get on with my life. I thought about it. I'm staying. And so now the question becomes, Andy, like, so what does it mean for Penn State this year?
Right. That's
not
what
just
I was
for Tommy
thinking.
But what does it mean for the other quarterbacks in the system, and what does it mean about how Penn State will recruit the quarterback position the next couple of years? Because they're starting to get a lot of quarterbacks.
Right. There is a big domino effect on this. Do you think it changes their plans? I don't think it changes. He's not leaving, he's staying, but the fact that they you know, at some point we were talking about, you know, the Lion position is to keep him one tool in the toolkit to try and keep him at Penn State. But I don't think that was a false narrative. I don't think that was like a mirage. I think they legitimately planned to use him in many different ways, as you made the case a few weeks I think it stays like it.
He has to, because If you go through all these motions and then you find out you get the kid to stay and you're like, well, we just did that to get you to stay. Well, I mean, then you're not really a man of your word. And you got I just think it doesn't bode well for you as a recruiter. I think that absolutely, as we talked about in the first segment, it wasn't a great day for Sean Clifford probably in the very short term. But he's still a key player for this year, because if he's going to get a ton of reps with Tommy Hurt, and Trace is in bubble wrap. He's not really going to do anything. He's packed in ice.
Right.
They're going to just keep him ready for the fall. So it's basically his spring to kind of show what he can do. And I hope he approaches it that way. But if they feel good about him, then I think you will see Tom. Especially, let's just put it this way: at practice on what we saw for 10 minutes, Zach Kuntz was on the field a lot.
Really?
For a couple of reasons. It didn't look like. Let me just say like. It did not look like tight end is the healthiest position I've ever seen at Penn State yesterday.
You talking in terms of health.
If you look at Joe Herman's photo gallery from the day, you'll see some things in the photo gallery that will explain what I meant by health. He was out there a lot because he was probably the only option they had.
Gotcha.
And why I say that is I do think that Tommy, once he does get healthy, you're going to see him on the field, because I just don't know. Looking at that tight end group, not most physically imposing, and I think that Zach, I don't think you want to rush Zach. I think that James said they never really wanted to play Mike Gesicki as a true freshman. He wasn't ready physically.
He was not.
And Ross loves Zach Kuntz. He thinks he can be maybe as good or better.
He does. He thinks than Mike. He said eventually, when he ranked him, he thinks he could be better.
He he's made some gains, and James has talked about it, but he looks like a wide receiver out there. He just does. He's not physically ready to be a tight end. Now maybe so I just think when you talk about the spread, you could see more wide receivers and tight ends on the field.
Do you think there's a scenario when 3 out of 5 plays you could see Tommy Stevens lining up as the tight end?
I think that you would see Tommy Stevens on the field in the red zone a lot in the fall would be my prediction, which is why my original make the case is looking better and better about total touchdowns scored, Andy.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. We got a few minutes left here in quarter number two. We're talking about Tommy Stevens staying at Penn State. One other aspect of I wanted to bring up was in all the, you know, obviously there was a flurry of stuff to read and watch about all of this, because it was and is very important for Penn State in 2018 and 2019, and to a degree how they recruit the quarterback position for the 19 class and the 20 class going forward. But The reaction, okay, so he's one of your teammates. You expect them to be saying shiny, happy people stuff about him. But there's a difference between what you can read as the veneer shiny, happy people stuff and the this dude is important to us. And I found that, why do you think his teammates find him so important? He's a backup quarterback.
I think they recognize the talent. I think they recognize he's a uniquely sized athlete. And if you watch him in games, he's 100% guy. Like he more often than not, like he will stick his nose in there. He will, you know, he's a guy that can help them. And I think his teammates know that they wish him well because I think he puts in the time on the practice field. You know, I just think that they know they feel good about when he's in the game. And I think that they know that Trace is the leader of this team, but you still have to have a guy that you can fall back on if it doesn't go well. And Trace knows that there's been some games where Trace has been rocked. You know, 2016 Indiana's one.
Yeah.
There's
Rose Bowl.
The Rose Bowl was another one.
16, that was
so,
a hit.
So, I mean, he is pound for pound. I don't know that there's anyone tougher on the team, but Tommy is a bigger version of Trace. He just doesn't have the experience.
So if you were to say making the grade, do you think Tommy Stevens takes more snaps as a quarterback or tight end this coming season?
I wouldn't say tight end. I would just say player
on the field.
I mean, you're going to see him. You'll see him next to Trace.
Quarterback or lion?
You'll see him. Oh.
Quarterback or lion?
Lion.
You think he's going to be more lion?
Yeah.
What are the chances? I mean, how important do you think it is as important or not as important that Trace be on the field for every snap for this offense? Like he has been basically for the last 2 years.
I don't want to overstate the obvious, but I do think that he is, you know, he is a guy that's going to total 4,000 yards in offense. And one of my favorite Trace McSorley games is still the Michigan game when he ran for 3 touchdowns last year.
In the 17 game.
Yeah, in the 17 game, in the last one when they already had the game won.
He's slamming.
He ran through two guys at the goal line. They're better with Tommy on the team, but they're much better with Trace, you know, taking the snap at quarterback.
So, yeah, I don't disagree with you. I don't think there's any doubt that if they had to go to a number two, they'd be comfortable. But if they had to start Tommy Stevens at quarterback and Trace was hurt, that makes a difference. A big time difference overall, and I think it's bigger than you want to imagine, but I don't think it's huge, but I think it's big enough.
I just want to say, since he's a friend of the podcast, he's always been cooperative. Sean Clifford,
he's good.
A friend of the Keystone Sports Network. Hang in there. Your time is coming. I'm looking forward to seeing the blue-white game.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number two coming up. They are your questions. Bob Flounders is going to answer them. It's Ask Ross with Bob Flounders sitting in. Stick with us. We'll be right back. This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.